Welcome to Behind the Music, brought to you by the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. We're thrilled to kick off a new season filled with a wide variety of music, from familiar favorites to pieces that might surprise you. This podcast gives you a sneak peek into each concert, featuring conversations with some of the amazing artists who bring this music to life. Whether you're a seasoned concert goer or new to classical music, we're excited to share these insights and stories with you. So let's get started. I'm pleased to introduce your host, the music director and conductor of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra, Fuad Fakhoury.
Welcome to this episode of Behind the Music. I'm your host, Fuad Fakhoury. We are here today to talk to our guest artist about our next concert of the season in the Aiken Auditorium on February 1st. Maria Torres Melgares is an award-winning Spanish saxophonist. She has received over 20 prizes for her solo and chamber music competition performances, as well as worked on her own recording projects while simultaneously completing her schooling. Thank you for joining us today, Maria.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I know you're we're doing this over the phone, and you are in Spain right now. So we'll probably have a little bit of a delay sometimes, but it's wonderful to talk to you, and I can't wait to start asking you all these questions so that our audiences know a little bit more about you. So if you would just go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background, your educational journey, and what really initially sparked your interest in performing the saxophone as an instrument, how did you navigate your path to becoming a professional saxophonist?
Yeah, so I actually started music and saxophone because my grandpa used to play saxophone. He was an amateur musician. He also played like guitar, the E-flat clarinet, and saxophone actually. And he used to play in like family dinners and gatherings. And I really liked the saxophone. It was shiny and like powerful. And then that's how I started music school, and it became serious. And then I went to my undergrad in Barcelona, and I did my 4 years there. And that's how I actually met my actual professor now at Iowa, and my previous professor at Michigan University. And that's how I came to the US.
I see. So are you from Barcelona?
Yeah, in Spain. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love Barcelona. It's one of my favorite cities. We'll talk about that when we're done with this.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So I noticed that you have, obviously, in the intro, we talked about you winning many prizes for performances that you've done. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience with, and as well as other concerts and performances you do both in the US and abroad?
Yes. Sounds good. Yeah, actually, since I was before my undergrad, I started participating in different competitions, but more of a personal goal and to improve for myself. And then some of them I got to win and get the experience of meeting new people. Of course, like you get the prizes, and some competitions also offer concerts. And I think that just brings a lot of experience for music students, and you start becoming more of a professional. I still do some of them, but I've done quite a bit in Europe, and also when I came to the US 5 years ago, I also did some of them. And I also perform some concerts. I actually have one in a few days here in Barcelona before coming back to the US. And it's generally either saxophone quartet, that it works very well in different settings, in auditoriums, but also hospitals and retirement homes. And I also have a saxophone duo with a pianist. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. So for this concert that we're doing in Wichita Falls, we will be performing Takashi Yoshimatsu's Cyberbird Concerto on February 1st. So symphonic audiences very rarely get to hear the saxophone perform as a soloist with an orchestra. I mean, it's done, but it's not something that's done like a violin soloist or a pianist.
And yeah.
this particular piece is much different piece than most of our listeners will be sort of accustomed to. Can you tell us a little bit about your background with this piece? Why you offered this piece just for our audience, that for our listeners? Typically, mm-hmm. with soloists like Maria, we ask her, sometimes we propose a piece, sometimes we ask the soloist to propose a number of pieces, and then we pick from them for the programming. So in this case, Maria proposed a few pieces, and this was one of them. So I'm interested to hear why you included that piece on the list of pieces that you gave to us to consider.
Yeah, as you said, it's not really common to see saxophonists in front of orchestras, but also just saxophonists with classical music. And I think this piece blends very well different styles of music. It has a little bit of jazz. The composer was also inspired in progressive rock and classical music. And I think the mix of all these styles become just a wonderful piece for audiences, and to feel connected not only to the saxophone but also to classical music, and also the inspiration in birds. It's very interesting because you can actually hear it in the saxophone's melody and also what the orchestra is performing. So I think overall it's a wonderful piece to program.
Yeah, no, I think it's you know, it's everything you said, and it's quite challenging for the orchestra, mm-hmm. the soloist, and the audience, but also quite accessible.
Definitely.
And I have to tell you, you know, now that I know you're from Barcelona, it makes sense that you would pick a piece like this. It's just, I think it's because you know, now that we've had this conversation, I mean, it, in many ways, it reminds me of Gaudi, you know, like, it's that style that mm-hmm. exists, yeah. a lot of things that combines wonderful things together. Now, you're currently working, as you mentioned before, you're working on your doctorate studies in Iowa, yeah. the University of Iowa. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about you know, your future plans, postdoctoral work, and mm-hmm. where you see yourself expanding, especially, I mean,
yeah, so
it seems to me that you're, you know, I mean, you're obviously a young professional performer on the saxophone, and you're taking a route where you're sort of exposing audiences to this instrument in different ways, whether it's with the orchestra, with new repertoire. So what's your future plan look like?
Yeah, I'm actually finishing my doctorate in a year. The only thing I have left is my dissertation, which is a pretty big thing to accomplish, but I'm almost done. Yeah. And I'm currently looking for like teaching jobs. I would love to be a saxophone professor in universities, but also still be performing concerts. And I'm actually really interested in community engagement to bring music to communities like retirement home and hospitals. It has been a part of my doctorate, but I also want to keep it in my radar whenever I'm done with school. And I still don't know if I'm going to still be in the US or come back to Spain. That's a big question that hopefully in the future I will be able to answer.
That's great. So I'll tell you a couple of things that I mean, one thing we have in common, one other thing that I've experienced. I played saxophone.
Oh, nice.
Alto saxophone was my minor instrument when I was doing my undergraduate work. So I love the sound. I picked it also because it was shiny.
We have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the sound, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It was just a wonderful sound. And as for the other part, I know the dissertation because it took me forever to finish my dissertation. It's just...
painful.
I know the pain. One last question for you before I let you go. What is it about the saxophone that you enjoy most? Playing the saxophone, it can be the sound, the versatility of the instrument, mm-hmm. but what is it that really speaks to you with the instrument?
Yeah, I love that I can play with a lot of energy, but also play like very beautiful melodies. So this versatility of exposing many different characters through one instrument just gives you a sound palette that I love it.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, hey, thank you very much for joining us today, Maria. It's truly a pleasure talking to you, and I'm very, very much looking forward to performing Cyberbird with you on our upcoming concert. So up until a couple of weeks, we'll look forward to seeing you then. And I'll just leave our audiences with, join us, please, next concert of our season, Global Voyages, on February 1st at Aiken Auditorium on MSU's campus. This concert will feature Maria performing Yoshimatsu's Cyberbird Concerto, selections from Michael Torkey's Tahiti, as well as Claude Bowling's Suite for Chamber Orchestra and Jazz Piano Trio, featuring MSU's faculty, Dr. Corey Robinson and Dr. Ruth Merrill. Tickets are available now by visiting our website and by calling the WFSO office. Also, make sure you are subscribed to our podcasts so you can get new episodes as soon as they are released.
Thank you, Maestro, and a big thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and feel a little more connected to the music and the musicians who bring it to life. Be sure to follow us on social media to stay up to date with the latest from the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. On behalf of everyone at the WFSO, I'm Tim Williamson. Until next time, we hope you find joy and inspiration in the power of music. See you soon at the Symphony Orchestra.